in characters, specifically the main character. A changed main character is somebody who's already reached fourth level justification. They have built up justifications about a particular specific item. Remember, in the story mind, we're not dealing with all the problems a normal person encounters, many and various. We're dealing with one particular problem that is at the source of all the difficulties that create problems for the entire story, the story mind. And that one particular problem, in regard to it, the main character in a changed story starts out already justified at fourth level. Somewhere else in their life, they had experiences that were perfectly legitimate that caused them to believe a certain way about something. They never seen it fail, and they develop this attitude. Now, the world changes under their feet, or they move someplace else and end up in a new situation, and suddenly all those assumptions are no longer true, but because they don't think about them anymore, they're part of their undercurrent of their mind, they respond in ways that are no longer appropriate to the situation. The question then becomes for the main character, as they progress to the end of the story, when they are finally come to realize, oh look, I have a preconception about this particular issue. Then the question becomes, do I stick with it or change it?
Is it appropriate or not?
And that's what the obstacle character does in this story, is act by act and scene by scene, as the obstacle character impacts the main character. They build up an alternative worldview, an alternative paradigm to say, don't look at it that way, look at it this way. Here's what happens. The main character now has got this consistent worldview that's never caused them any problem until the moment the story starts. They've had it for years. It's worked fine for them. Handled every situation. It's never been in conflict. It's always been right. Big history. They come up to the point where the story's problem starts, and for the first time, their system isn't working. They don't question their system. They think it's an exception. And maybe it'll go away. This has always served me. Well, I've never seen this situation before, but maybe it'll just go away. That's why we don't go to the doctor, you know? Maybe it's just an exception, you know? So they keep going with that view of the exception, but the obstacle character keeps saying, well, look, maybe it's not an exception. Maybe it's part of a bigger picture. Bigger iceberg, you know? It's just the tip of the iceberg. And the main character goes, nah, forget it, you know? I'll deal with the situation the way I always did, and they have to dig a little deeper in themselves and question some of their beliefs to deal with the current situation that the obstacle character has caused. But now they've still got, you know, not even close to looking at what really drives them, looking at their own preconceptions. Next act. They go into the next act. As soon as there's an act break, it seems like they've solved everything by just backtracking on their paradigm a little bit. And when they feel they're all comfortable there and are all ready to build it up again, before they can, the obstacle character jumps into the picture and does something which puts all that out of the window. And now they can't build back their paradigm. They actually have to unbuild it one more step backwards and get closer to what their original preconception is that they can't even see and work in reverse justification. See, the point of it is that it's not a simple choice of just saying A or B, because there's one paradigm that the main character has had and held for all these years. It has a big track record in history, and it's always worked for them except this one time. And now here's this new paradigm presented by the obstacle character that explains this exception and everything else that the main character had seen before, but it's new, it's fresh, it's the new kid on the block, no track record. It's apples and oranges. The main character has to decide between the tried and true that this time appears to be failing and between the brand new thing that seems to explain everything, but he's never tried it before. And that's what makes the leap of faith so difficult for the character. That's for a character that is changing. They are getting rid of that justification unwillingly as they're driven back by the obstacle character building up explanations why that part of their justification isn't working until this paradigm is a little bit bigger than the old one, but it's untried and untrue. And they meet at that point and have to make a leap of faith. Now, for a steadfast character, it's a little different because for them, they start out not having a preconception. And they find that as a result of the pressure put on by the obstacle character, they have to start redoubling their resolve and come up with all kinds of justifications why they will not give in to the way things are changing. And because of that, they end up building up one justification after another until they reach a point where they will not even consider changing at the end and become adamantly steadfast by building things up.
If the answer to the gentleman's question is no, then there's no conflict in those stories, is that correct?
Well,
no. If
it diffuses the story if there's multiple choices.
The meaning comes from the fact that there are two viable solutions. There are sort of two different feels. It's easier for me to describe in terms of the steadfast character, but it's just as viable for the change character. A steadfast character typically will have no problem at the beginning, the very beginning of the story, before we've been introduced to them. Some inequity enters their environment. Now, they're either going to start where they say, okay, I'm going to take an approach to solve it. And over the course of the story, it becomes challenged more and more and more, and they have to shore it up and up and up to the point where it gets so weighty, the fact that they're trying to internally
justify
their resolve, to the point where it becomes very unstable, and it's like, well, I can't go any further, and so if I stick it out, it's all going to fall on me or away from me. So I'll either succeed or fail, but at this point, I'm really stuck. The alternative way for this is again from a steadfast point of view, and it does work for a change character pretty much the same way. For a steadfast character, they may have come in, this inequity may be introduced into their environment. They say, boom, this is my approach. Not, I think I'll go this way, but I'm going this way. This is big. You know, with Tom Hanks, he says, I'm going to go back and turn back to being a kid. But over the course of the story, his resolve gets undermined and gets weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker, to the point where now it's just a matter of a decision. Which way do I go? I can easily fall either way. Not, I'm just so burdened down at this point, it's all going to break, but anything could probably influence me at this point. Either way can describe the character changing or remaining steadfast depending upon what they do.
But it has to do with justifications.
Right.
And that's the building up or tearing down
the building up of them or the tearing down of them. And both processes are very painful. And a story can have it where your backstory is the process of removing it, and then if the forestory is building it up, or the backstory is the process of creating that justification, and the you know, what we typically call it, the forestory is what's the process of tearing it down. It doesn't matter which way you do it, it's going to have a slightly different feel. But it's that those justifications that actually allow the story to progress and give it the dynamics that make it very, very involving, and also where a lot of it is important to the audience is this is what they get out of it. If I have this kind of a justification, how do I support it or how do I remove it?